Blog Talk Radio.
To Soul Out Records Radio. Yes, the lovely Miss Alicia Myers from 1984. Of course, that is Say, 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 You Get the Best from Me. Of course, giving you some classic. Alicia Myers, of course, formerly of the group One Way, had went and did her thing, went out and did her solo thing, and of course, and had albums 81 and then 84. One of my all-time favorite songs, Say, 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 You Get the Best from Me, again, from 1984, 40 years ago. Can you believe that, people? Oh, my God. Man, good evening to you. It is another Throwback Thursday night. Of course, I'm your host, Don Fleming. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul. So be on the lookout for it. Let's see. We got some Tony Terry on the way. The Wedding Anthem, of wedding anthems. I got some Jeffrey Osborne on the way, and I might throw in a little Earth, Wind, and Fire, so make sure you tune in. I'm going to open it and keep the lines open if you just guys want to call and get a request or you want to talk to me or all those good things. 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. You want to get your request on or you just want to give a shout out on the show. I want to remind you guys, thank you so much for supporting the show. You guys can go to SolarRecordsRadio.com or WardellPodsJr.com. You want to support the show by getting some cool merchandise like mugs, caps. I think we still, you know, still in pandemic. I've seen a lot of people wearing their masks. I still wear my mask every now and then. Of course, there's a Solar Records Radio mask and all those little goodies that you can have for supporting the show. And I also want to remind you, we do have a Cash App, $SolarRecordsRadio, all one big word. Well, let's go ahead and get this show started, man. I want to go ahead and give you some New Jack Swing because I haven't really just been playing New Jack Swing on Throwback Thursday. No, and it's not like on purpose. There's not like a purpose for me not doing it. I just haven't really just done it, you know? So let's go ahead and start the show off from 1988, one of my all-time favorite songs. Of course, this is, I got a list of all-time favorite songs. Seems like every song I play is an all-time favorite song. Music from Guy. It's called I Like, and I like you guys tuning in. You guys, keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio.
Yeah. could never buy your love. No.
I'm just wondering.
Rocks and new clothes, hot shoes, painted purple nose.
listening to Solar Records Radio, of course, from 1992, from the Mo Money soundtrack. Of course, that was Mr. Ralph Tresvant. Sensitivity himself. Yes, Money Can Buy You Love. Before that, from 1981, The Pointer Sisters, He's So Shy. And, of course, started off the block, I Like by Guy from 1988. Let me go back to Mo Money for a second. The reason why I love that song, because I haven't heard that song in a while. Haven't played it in a while, and that's my fault. But I was watching YouTube. For those who you know, listen to the show and been fans of the show, or, you know, and Wardell and I doing our little banter, for those who know, every now and then I like going on YouTube. And when I go on YouTube, I kind of get a kick out of, you know, the younger generation. They do these reaction videos. And sometimes it's music, and sometimes it's movies. And there's a young lady, a little cute young sister, a little Puerto Rican sister. I forgot her name, but she reviews a lot of video games. She reviews a lot of like R&B music from back in the day, stuff I grew up listening to. And she's reviews movies for the first time, her reaction. And one of the movies was Mo Money. And, you know, sometimes, and let me say this before I go into the story. Sometimes when you know, you watch these reaction videos, sometimes you got to side eye a little bit because, you know, you're looking at this kid and it's like, okay, he's 25 years old, and you've never heard Michael Jackson's Thriller? And he's like, oh, I'm not judging. No, I'm judging you. No, seriously. You must have led a sheltered life. Because here's the thing. You're 25 years old, so I'm assuming you were born maybe, what, 1998, 1999. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is around when the Internet was doing its thing. So as a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old, you had access. Now, again, maybe depends on your parents. If you were very sheltered, I get that. But still, I mean, I guess under the certain circumstances, I can understand and be like, well, okay. But at the same time, in hindsight, you're just like, wait a minute. You're 25, and you've never heard a Thriller before. I got to side-eye you and judge you. All in fun. Or, you know, I get it, kids. You know, you might have never heard Earth, Wind, and Fire. You probably never heard of, you know, Natalie Cole, This Will Be, you know, or Sophisticated Lady, or anything like that. I get that. You know, but when you have the Thriller album, if I'm not mistaken, sold over 50 million copies. So even in my era growing up, this was a big deal. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm sure there's a few Michael Jackson songs on the Apple charts right now from the Thriller album. But anyway, sometimes I go down that rabbit hole. When I say the kids go down that rabbit hole looking for good music, I go down the rabbit hole looking for reaction videos. But going back to the young lady doing Mo Money watching Mo Money, it's just amazing to me, you know. It's like, wow, you've never seen Mo Money. I mean, I'm sure you've heard of, you know, Damon Wayans, of course. You've heard of Living Color and things like that. But I'm just, you know, I'm watching, the pieces of the movie, or clips, you know, she's talking about and laughing and be like, oh, I remember that part. But it's pretty fun. And it's, you know, as an older cat like myself, it kind of gives you that nostalgia kick. And it does, you know, understand their appreciation, at least trying to, I guess, get their black card up. Because, you know, everybody knows, you know, there's a list of movies growing up, of course, in a black household. Yeah, this is Black History Month. I'm going to say it. Growing up in a black household is like, okay, you've got to watch Boys in the Hood. You've got to watch Color Purple. You've got to watch, you know, these movies. I'm not talking about the new one. I'm talking about the one from 85, the one with Oprah. You told Harpo to beat that one. That one. I'm just saying. You go back to that one. Or What other good movie? Boomerang, Eddie Murphy, or any of the Beverly Hills Cop movies, or whatever. You know, there's certain quote-unquote black movies or black cinema, you know, Uptown Saturday Night, you know, where we talk about, you know, Sidney Poitier and Bill Cosby, those movies they did together, you know. The Richard Pryor movies with Gene Wilder, yeah, you'd consider black movie, I guess, Stir Crazy. You know, but yeah, there's just a list. And again, it's different household, different movies. But there's certain movies you got to be like, okay, I've seen at least 2/3 out of the 40 or 50 movies here. I've seen at least 2/3 of them. So you still get your black card. You got your black card. It hasn't been revoked. It's still active. But no, it's real nice seeing this young lady just watch the movie and appreciate it, even though it came out probably, you know, 10 years before she was even thought about being born, you know. So, well, yeah, I think she's like 20, 21 years old, but just an amazing young lady that's able to do that. And I love her channel. Again, I forgot her name, but she's amazing. Oh, let me mention this, and I know I want to get into some music, but I do want to mention this. If you guys, if you're on Soul Law Records Radio, if you're on the Facebook page, make sure you like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. You know how it goes. Now, on the thumbnail, if you guys know, I have on the thumbnail, and I know some of you might probably snicker in the inside, if you are, but I have the thumbnail of course, Apollo Creed and Rocky frolicking in the water, you know, after, you know, the little training montage from Rocky III. Everyone thought it was a little suspect, but it is what it is. But it great bromance, great friendship there. But no, for those who don't know, we lost the legend last week. Carl Weathers, of course, passed away peacefully in his sleep. Family confirmed it last week, and I just wanted to go ahead and use that as a thumbnail, as a tribute to him. And again, and just kind of have a moment of levity because of that actual because of that actual picture, that actual scene. But man, we know Carl Weathers, of course. Carl Weathers, Action Jackson. Of course, he was in The Mandalorian for all of the kids that are into, you know, the newer Generation Zers. You know, might know him from The Mandalorian. We knew him from Action Jackson, and he was the husband on the Good Times episode where the woman wanted to do like a boudoir photo, and JJ had to. If you guys remember that episode, the mom, by the wife, by the way, that was that's Todd Bridges' mom. I think her name is Verda Bridges, but she played. I think, did they call her the Wiggler? That I might be getting that confused with another episode, but Carl Weathers was the jealous husband that you know, came into their apartment and was like, hey, where's my wife, you know? And, you know, he thought she was cheating on him with JJ, and that was a great episode, I'm just saying. But definitely rest in peace, Carl Weathers. Legacy, definitely low. Of course, he was Chubbs and Happy Gilmore, you know, with the alligator, bit his hand off, and I mean, he was in The Heat of the Night, of course, after Howard Rollins left. He was on that for a brief stint, the TV show. Just an amazing career, and an amazing, amazing. Of course, he was Dylan in Predator. Also, you know, to make a little moment of levity, if you guys remember when Arnold Schwarzenegger and Carl Weathers, that sounds too close to the other word. But Carl Weathers had that little hand gesture when it's like, Dylan, you son of a... And then they slapped their hand together and their biceps were bulging. And so everyone's like, oh, this is an ultimate, like, friendship. So everyone kind of made fun of that. But no, seriously, Carl Weathers, man, your legacy will live on. Of course, with... Apollo Creed, you can't not know who Apollo Creed. Of course, the Creed movies now for the newer generation, with Michael B. Jordan, what he's been doing. again, just rest in peace to him. Rest in peace. You know, my condolences to the family, sending all my love their way. You will be missed, brother. You will be missed. Let's go ahead and get back to some music. Take you back all the way to 1982, one of my all-time favorites, another all-time favorite of mine, from Miss Stacy Ladisaw. Attacking the Name Game. Keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio.
Get a little dose of it. freestyle fresh with the funky song. Do you hear me talking? Do you hear me singing on the microphone? I want you to sing along.
You go do it, you go do it, you go do it, do it, do it.
I got two great partners standing by me. That's Karen G to Jamie to the B. One is Mondy, and she's right on time. She calls herself Miss Superfly. I said Cheryl the Pearl is the one with the eye. She's guaranteed to hypnotize. Said Angie B, hey, that's me. As I arrive to see me dressed to a T.
You go do it, you go do it, you go do it, do it, do it.
listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, of course, that's from 1983. Music from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yes, Earth, Wind, and Fire. The name of the song is called Fall in Love with Me. Before that, Funkin' You Up. Funk You Up by the group The Sequence from 1979. First female rap trio signed to Sugar Hill Records in 1979, composed of Cheryl the Pearl, Angie B., and Blondie. Of course, Gwen, those by her name was Gwen, but she went by Blondie. And of course, Angie B is Angie Stone. For all you soul heads in the late 90s and 2000s, of course, she's went on and had this great R&B career, but she started off in a rap group called The Sequence, of course, from 1979. Of course, started off the block from 1982, Miss Stacey Ladislaw, Attack of the Name Game. Of course, if you remember that actual sample was used as a sample for Mariah Carey's Heartbreaker song with Jay-Z. If you guys, for all of you hip-hop heads out there and well, late 90s heads, I guess. Of course, that was Attack of the Name Game. I love that song. I love the fact that she kind of did her rap thing. She was what? She had to be like 14, 15 years old, and she was doing her thing. Well, shout out to Miss Stacey Ladislaw, of course. She is still active on social media. If I'm not mistaken, she is a minister now, but definitely, you know, doing bigger and better things with her life, of course. Definitely. Of course, people ask her about her music career. You know, she does talk about it, but she's, you know, focused on her ministry and things like that, and being with her husband and raising her kids. But definitely, I had the biggest crush on Stacey Ladislaw growing up. But my brother didn't, really. I mean, really. Just saying. But yes. Oh, speaking of The Sequence, there's a possibility of a reunion. You guys remember Sugar Hill, of course, Sugar Hill Records, Sugar Hill Gang, I think Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. I think all of them are coming together for like this Sugar Hill reunion. And they're just trying to get The Sequence back together. So, hey, I'd love to see that. You know, if they're performing in New York, maybe I might take a trip up there and check them out. Because, you know, I'm a hip-hop head. I'm from the hip-hop generation, so. And, of course, I remember We Gonna Funk You Right On Up. We don't, you know, that was one of those things. You know, I used to roller skate to that. So a lot of these songs I used to roller skate to. So it brings back a lot of great memories for me. I'm just saying. But anyway, let's go ahead and keep this music going. One of my favorites, of course, Miss Erykah Badu, called On and On. Guys, keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
It would be well earned. jobs to the God job.
Oh,
your eyes see. Tell me you need me, need me. Deep down inside, like I need you. You see, I need you to see me through. I wanna hear you say, darling, 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 I love you. Through the rain and through the cold, together we will never grow old. Sometime the going will get a little tough. I must admit, living with me can be rough, but I need you to see me through. I get off when you say, baby, 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 I love you.
Music from the late great DJ Rogers. Of course, that is Say You Love Me from the It's Good to Be Alive album from 1976. Now, of course, that is DJ Rogers, man. That was one of those blocks. I had to give you some 70s classic, of course, from 1976. Before that, took it all the way to 1973 from the Silvers, Cry of a Dreamer. I love that song. And, of course, before that, started off the block, Better Pick Your Afro, Daddy, 'cause it's flat on one side. I love it. I don't know. It's just something about that music video. Erykah Badu, On and On, from the summer of 1996. We are in the second hour of Throwback Thursday Night. Don Fleming, Wardell Posse Jr. Of course, I'm holding it down. Hopefully we get Wardell on later on, but he is having the time of his life. In Texas, doing what he's doing, taking a little break from the farm, spending time with family, things like that. Shout out to all of them. Shout out to Gayla. Shout out to Wardell. Shout out to all the family members down there hanging out, doing their thing. So I was going to come down there in a few weeks, but still, because I'm going to get my car. So I'm going to take a trip to Texas, which is, well, I mean, about 2.5-3 hours away, but nonetheless, it's still a trip, technically. You know, I'm in Little Rock, so I can, you know, Texas is no, you know, vacation, unless, you know, you're going down to, like, Corpus Christi or something like that, San Padre, you know, to the beach, you know, but Texas is just, you know, Texas. I don't know. Would going to Texas, visiting Texas, being in Arkansas, would that be considered a vacation? I don't know. It's a state over. It's not really. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe in my ignorant mind, semi-ignorant mind, I'm thinking, okay, a vacation is California. Well, and really, me personally, that's not really a vacation because my dad and my family's out there. But let's say New York, you know, maybe a few states over, you know, not necessarily Mississippi, not necessarily Alabama, maybe Georgia, and definitely Florida. That's kind of like a vacation. But a state over, I don't know if that's a vacation. Maybe it's like a family outing. We're going on a family outing the state over. So, I don't know. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in and hearing me rant. 646-668-8537, of course, if you want to call and get a good request in, or you just want to give a shout-out on the show, please, please, by all means. I am here every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. playing old-school R&B, funk, and soul. Let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I kind of want to do a slow jam block. I feel like a good slow jam block is coming in my veins. It's coming in my veins, in my body. I don't know what to play, but I do have one coming up. Anyway, no, seriously. This was one of those songs I wanted to play. To me, it was like the wedding song of all wedding songs to me, because it, to me, it just displayed, I don't know, you guys, listen to it and tell me what you think. From the summer of 1991, to me, again, the wedding song of all wedding songs, of course, this is music from Tony Terry. Listen to the lyrics. Name of the song is called With You. Keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio.
Smile and sing to you when I'm with you.
I have to go.
Doesn't matter who's to blame. We both have to swallow our pride.
Now, I did make a mistake in the beginning of the show. I said I got music on the way from Jeffrey Osborne. I meant LTD. It's my fault. Of course, Jeffrey Osborne was in LTD. That's from 1980. Where did we go wrong? Of course, wanted to make that no correction. Before that, from 1976, Norman Connors, You Are My Starship, featuring the late, great Michael Henderson on vocals. And, of course, started off the block. Tony Terry, With You, the wedding song of 1991, the summer of 1991. Cool thing about that, about the music video, there was an urban legend that said Anita Baker heard the song. She loved that song so much, she reached out to his people, finally reached out to Tony Terry and said, you need to make a music video for this song. And he's like, well, I'm a new artist. I don't have the budget for it, yada, yada, yada. And she's like, poppycock. Here's $50,000. Get Blair Underwood to do it. Blair Underwood did the video. The rest is history. So she financed $50,000. The rumor is, I don't know if it's true or not, but she basically got $50,000 out of her pocket and gave it to him to do that music video. And, of course, the rest is history. So, I mean, if she did that, what an amazing person to do something like that for a new and up-and-coming artist at the time. Because if I'm not mistaken, Tony Terry had been around for a couple of years at the time. If you guys remember, he had the She's Fly album in 1987 or 1988. This was his second album, and with Everlasting Love and, of course, With You. And this just became this wedding song. I remember, you know, I went to a couple of, you know, as a 17-year, I went to a couple of weddings that year, friends, family, friends, things like that. That song had to be played, you know. Even a couple of years later, when I was at another wedding, another friend's wedding, when I got in college, With You Played, that they had to play that. So still resonates 33 years later. Wow. That is amazing to me. 1991 was literally 33 years ago. But I'm not getting older. I'm getting seasoned. However you want to call it. You know, people talk about this midlife crisis. I'm not tripping. I'm not tripping. I'll be 50 this year. I can't wait. I can't.
Thank you.
Music from Mr. Freddie Jackson from 1986. Have you ever loved somebody? Of course, you're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night. I'm your host, Don Fleming. Again, 16 minutes left the show. Of course, we're getting ready to wrap it up. But I got a few more songs I want to sneak in. Of course, that was, again, Freddie Jackson, Have You Ever Loved Somebody? Before that, from 1982, music from the group Change, The Very Best in You. And, of course, started off the block, giving you a classic from the then 21-year-old Layla Hathaway, beautiful cover of Jackie Graham 5 years earlier. Of course, that song was called Heaven Knows on her solo debut album from 1990. What a beautiful song. But anyway, let's go ahead and get into some music. Actually, I got to say this. I want to remind you guys, tomorrow we're kicking off a Solar Weekend celebrating the legacy of Solar Records from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You never know who's going to call in. Of course, you have celebrating the artists, the music, the legacies, the stories, all of that good stuff. And it's only fair to go ahead and give you a little preview of tomorrow's show. We're in the home stretch, but we're still going to do what we do, you know. Going to take you back to 1984. This is music from Midnight Star. Of course, what you hear in the background is called Curious. And we're going to come back and say our goodbyes. Don Fleming, Solar Records Radio. Solar Records Radio. I like saying that like that. Keep it locked right here.
I wanna know what's on your mind. The thing come a bomb, bomb. The look with the arms on me, come. Little different style, different fashion. No? Come and say one thing, none three can understand. Who one thing, none three can understand. Mommy, they might talk about me, ambition. Say one make who they might talk about me, ambition. Come and say some of them ask me where me get it from. Say some of them ask me where me get it from. I told them no, no, it's from creation. I told them no, no, it's from creation. Bam, bam, hey yo.
Celebrating the legacy of Solar Records, the music, the artists, the memories, all that good stuff. 3 to 5 p.m., so make sure you tune in tomorrow. Again, Eastern Standard Time, 3 to 5 p.m. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you guys didn't get a chance to see me live, check out the playback. Let me know what you think. I posted all of the songs that I played in the comments section, so make sure you give it a like. If you like the song, give it a love. If you love the song, or whatever, or make a comment, stuff like that. If you're on Solar Records Radio on the Facebook page, make sure you tell a friend to like the page, tell that friend's friend to like the page, tell a friend's friend to like the page, and we're all in there, like swimwear. I'm just saying. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in again. If you want to support the show, continue support for the show. Thank you so much for supporting the show, but for your continued effort to support the show, you can go to wardellpotsjr.com or solarricketsradio.com. Get some cool merchandise. You want to donate to the show, click on the donate button. I also want to remind you, we do have a Cash App, $SolarRecordsRadio. I had a fun time, man, hanging out with you guys and playing great music. Of course, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. I want to take you back to the year 1994. closing out with a little soul for real. Of course, this is Candy Rain. For Wardell Potts Jr., I'm Don Fleming. You guys have a safe Thursday night. We'll see you guys tomorrow again, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records, 3 to 5 p.m. Until then, have a great night. Good night, guys.